The Addams Family. I love The Addams Family. I can see why it has been so popular for so long. Not only it's hilarious, in a dark humor way. Normally I don't like dark humor, but this one's an exception. Gomez and Morticia also are a wonderful example of a happy, healthy, kinky, married couple. Well, kinky or not, they're still a good example of a happy, fulfilling, romantic marriage. And so we will talk about that more. So watching this movie at the very beginning, first off, I love their clock. It is just so them. It definitely shows the loving couples, of course, our main focus for this episode today, but also shows the whole family, everyone who they care for, who they treasure. And not only is it just hysterical, but it's also very sweet at the same time. And so, you see, unlike Christian Grey, Gomez really respects Morticia's needs and wants, and would do everything in his power to give it to her without asking for anything in return. Because for both Gomez and Morticia, they know each other's wants and needs, and they will do everything they can for each other. Because, like I always say, whether it's marriage or just romantic relationships overall. So, in marriage, there is always a give and receive. So, normally, it's always important to give. Okay? So, I mean, you always want to make sure that you're also receiving your end. At least that they're trying their best to give you your needs and wants. At least do their very best. And actually accomplish it. We all have needs, and we all need to be loved. So your partner should always be willing to fulfill them. And they should always give. You should always give. And because you guys are giving to each other, you guys are actually receiving. See how that pattern works? And another thing is, in a kinky couple such as them, they trust each other and respect each other. And that is a very important thing, and that's why when I look at Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele, I just keep cringing, because that's exactly what they are not doing, is they don't really necessarily trust each other, and that is kind of a harsh thing. And they seem to really disrespect each other's boundaries, which that is not okay also in any relationship, kinky or not. And this has absolutely nothing to do with healthy relationships, but I just wanted to point out a very wise quote from Morticia: don't torture yourself, that's my job. Now I know where that quote on my mug came from. Wise words, Morticia, wise words. And now, as well as Christian and Anastasia have constant sex with each other, but even out of bed, Gomez and Morticia show how much they truly cherish each other and that sort of thing. And also, bonus points, these two still keep sex pretty steamy, especially for being together for probably a while, for quite a long time. So that's just a bonus. And I like how they trust each other when, for example, when Morticia was talking to Maman about what is it that Gomez could possibly be going through, what is it that's bugging him, and what are some solutions that she can do to help him out. The part where Mama was going over troubled husbands, like Manuel. When she said the possibility of affair, right away, Morticia replied with a, oh no. Like, she definitely knows that, no, that's definitely not it. They definitely trust each other, and that's another thing. I love how they just really trust each other no matter what. So she definitely knows without a doubt that they are for each other. And also that there is no jealousy. And this relates to what I was talking about. They know that they are with each other. And that is a beautiful thing. Faithfulness with trust. That all equals and boils down to respect for one another. And, oh gosh, I just cannot get enough of how much they adore each other for one another. Like, it's just very beautiful. You could just, like, tell with the chemistry. Well, as I look at Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey, I look at them and I'm just thinking, oh boy, I have no idea how this turned out to be a hit seller for a romantic movie. But then again, there wasn't so much setbacks, so many drawbacks on both of them. It probably won't be much of a movie, right? So remember, romantic movies are just written that way. Real romantic relationships should not be so problematic. You don't need to make that drama for yourself to feel like as if it's a worthwhile relationship. I mean, looking at Gomez and Morticia, now that's what I call relationship goals. In their own kind of dark humor way, but it's still sweet. Their main focus is family. And yeah, naturally there is a lot of problematic between family members and all that jazz. Because hey, you're involving a huge group of people. It's not just two people. Well, it's with Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele, it's just concentrating on these two. That's why they're in movies, they seem to add so much problematic situations between them. Which, you really don't have to cause that situation on yourself. So when you're viewing yourself in a romantic relationship, it doesn't have to be so problematic. Even in manifestations. Just remember, there are better, happier married couples. Gomez and Morticia are very good relationship goals. I love how, of course, they adore each other, but they are also very supportive of each other in family. No one and nothing is neglected in their life. They are not obsessing over each other, which I appreciate that because when I was in an unhealthy romantic relationship, it was always about my significant other. It was never about myself, it was never about my hobbies, it was never about my friends, my family. I just kind of neglected all of that, myself included. Like, my significant other was my universe. And I didn't realize that was a problem until I got older, and I realized more of self-worth and self-esteem. And as I started working on myself, I started realizing that there's more than just significant other. There is also yourself that you have to love, and why am I always getting something in my eyeball? But that's an important thing. You have to have a fair amount of balance. Of course, you can absolutely love and adore each other like crazy. But the important thing is, you have to remember, you have your own life as well. And that's why you have to have that healthy balance, because think about it. When you two are on your own, doing your own thing, and then you come back, you just feel like you love them very much and you miss them more. And you just want to always remember to show gratitude towards your significant other. Because after doing your hobbies or working or being with friends and your relatives, and then when you come back to your significant other, then you guys are just happy to be there. You guys appreciate each other more. But you see what I'm kind of saying here? And also, congratulations for Gomez and Morticia Addams on their third child at the very end of the movie. Just saying. And so, that is it for today. And also, if you benefit from our show, you can support us in our show by making a donation at one of the links below. Because with your support, Scruffy and mostly I can make more helpful episodes such as this coming up very soon. Let us know what you think. And we love you and we thank you for listening and also for your amazing support. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.